Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Thursday, February 18th, 2021.
Bitcoin's sitting pretty at $51,037.55, down 2% from yesterday. But the real news today is Ethereum hitting a new all-time high of $1,950. Flat. It's sitting right now at 1900 flat itself, down 0.09% from yesterday, but it is an all-time high. Super exciting. Ethereum's on a tear. Everyone knows it. It is absolutely incredible. Other big winner today is BNB coin, which I'm not a huge fan of the BNB coin. I don't really like the way they kind of use it. But at the end of the day, it's up 40% today based on a couple of articles talking about news for PancakeSwap, which is on there. We'll talk about that later in the show.
All right. Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does tax tracking and accounting for crypto and for DeFi. So if you need gain loss reporting or any help with preparing your taxes this year, make sure to check them out online at bitwave.io, where you can request a demo or follow them on Twitter at Bitwave Platform.
Hit us up.
All right. So Coinbase is getting ready for their public listing, and they got a $77 billion valuation from NASDAQ.
Well, from the private market. So there's a few different secondary markets that are out there. And one of NASDAQ's secondary markets where you could sell shares came out at a $77 billion valuation. That is on the high side of the range. I think the range was 15 to 75. So it's actually the very, very top of it. Kudos to Coinbase essentially timing their IPO perfectly with the rise of Bitcoin to 50K and Bitcoin entering the mainstream of our brains, I guess. I don't know, whatever it is, but the international mainstream of finances. So I think that's entirely what this is being driven off of, is just, way over hype on it. I don't really think Coinbase is worth that much, but hey, there's something came out earlier this week that Coinbase was the one that actually orchestrated the Robinhood purchase. So doing,
Tesla.
Tesla purchase. So doing these kind of orchestrating these large scale purchases is a very lucrative deal. It allows you to use like your dark markets that you yourself control. Allows you to offer services like you can basically pair up services. So if you have some people that want to do OTC sells, you can pair it up and do an OTC buys like that. So maybe it is absolutely worth that. But either way, it's super exciting. I mean, this will really be the first legitimate cryptocurrency company going public. We're all excited about it.
Yep. All right. So next, PancakeSwap brings a whopping DeFi volumes to the Binance Smart Chain.
What are you going to say? So Binance Smart Chain is a one-for-one clone of Ethereum, like 100%, no questions asked. This is not there is no uniqueness here. And to that extent, this is purely an issue of fees. If this was anything else, this would not be like it is. Like you would not see a spike on the BNB side of it. But because fees are so high on Ethereum and continue to be so high, there's obviously this is moving to other things. There's knock-on effects of Cardano, for instance, doesn't support native secondary token, like native tokens on top of it. You're not seeing, and Cardano is not yet releasing their Solidity compiler. So there's reasons that people are moving to BNB instead of Cardano or Algorand or other services. But I think Algorand, for instance, is a great example of a legitimately different style of blockchain that has much better scaling properties that I would expect to see this type of movement from. BNB is a clone of Ethereum. It's going to have all the same issues. It's just never going to have them because it's never going to be a very popular blockchain. And the number of tokens are even on there that PancakeSwap is actually swapping is minimal. So I don't know. It's good for them. Obviously had a disproportionate impact on the BNB price, which is good for Binance. Hopefully they're selling some and we'll keep an eye on it, but just be careful around BNB. Like this is not like a well-governed DeFi token. This is a corporate token for all intents and purposes. So it's just different.
Okay. Next, DeFi money market closure after an SEC probe could set a rocky precedent.
These are the M assets that are out there. This is a Tim Draper startup that was funded to go after tokenizing real world assets. They did a ICO that was that even back when they did it, people knew was illegal. I mean, at the end of the day, there are ways you do security offerings in the United States. It sucks. No one likes it. It drives companies offshore from the U.S. and it makes people in the U.S. criminals by using VPNs to get around these really dumb rules. But at the end of the day, the SEC has been incredibly clear from the very beginning about, and I don't even mean the very beginning, I mean, this is like literally 50 years or 100 years worth of securities law is very clear about if you're going to sell something that smells a lot like, it's basically what a security is by the SEC's rules. There's something called the Howey thing, the Howey test. It's really not that complicated. I mean, essentially, the question you are asking is, as you sell this, are the people buying it expecting some sort of return on investment? That's it. I mean, it's very nebulous. It's very squishy on purpose, but pretty much every ICO fell under that. What doesn't fall under that, and what's really, really cool about DeFi, is that if you're a governance protocol that generates its own coins, so you're not selling the security, you have a protocol that generates coins and gets value from that, and it's traded on an exchange that, like, you know, a DeFi exchange, that is a very different situation. That is a entirely different world because you are not selling something that investors are expecting a return on. ICOs were selling something that investors were expecting to get a return on. That's why they were investing it. They thought it was going to go up in value. This was illegal back when it happened. It was really dumb. The company's going to go out of business now. Same with Kick. Like, there's been all these different actions that have been taken. Everyone knew at the time that this was going to happen. It's one of those, like, I've looked at this, we had different people. Anyways, long story short, this was to be expected. I think that people are saying that this is the end of DeFi. I do not think that is the situation. You know, where there is something interesting here to look at is where I'm going to get interested in DeFi. I will tell you right now, where I am super interested in SEC action, this does not interest me. This is a very legitimate thing because they were doing an illegal security sale in the United States. What interests me is when Uniswap gets their first subpoena. Uniswap is a US-based entity. They are ostensibly doing trading. They are enabling exchange of assets and securities. Whether or not it is a, you know, DeFi or not doesn't really matter. They are enabling that. Do they get a subpoena? Do they get dinged by the SEC for not doing 1099-Ks? Like, there are all these interesting questions around that. You know, just because they're not, just because you're not getting, I wanted to do this because this came up today. Just because you don't get a 1099-K, a 1099 from Uniswap, does not mean you don't have to pay your capital gains taxes. I want to make that super clear to everyone that's out there. Like, if you are trading cryptocurrency, regardless if it's on DeFi or if it's you trading it for weed with your, you know, drug dealer in the parking lot, like, all of those things trigger a taxable event. And I'll tell you what, the IRS doesn't care if you're trading it for, like, you know, for weed in the parking lot. They don't even make you put that in there. They don't care if it's illegal. Like, you need to be paying your taxes on DeFi stuff. That's why Bitwave, you know, we spent a lot of time building our DeFi pieces, because you don't get to not pay your taxes because Uniswap didn't send out 1099s. But interesting question, does the SEC come after them and ding them for being a, you know, US-based, and they are US-based with US investors and US owners, a US-based exchange offering exchange services without doing a lot of the things that you're expected to, KYC, AML, and 1099s. I don't know. That's where I get interested in the story and SEC action at this point, where is the SEC going after someone that was really running a scam like this, or something that smells a lot more like a scam? Different issue.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So I guess, let's see, do we have time now? I don't think we have time for any more stories today. So thank you for listening to the DeFi Daily. Remember, you can check us out on Twitter, where we tweet out links to all the articles that we reference in the show. And our handle is the DeFi Daily.
All right. Take it easy. Have a good one.